Okay. So the Mishnah was Hakosh v'Hamatir. So we learned all these halachas of kosher. So if you pass this, one would say that matir is any time whatever is chayiv mishum kosher, you undo it. That's matir. So Tosis says maybe not. Look in Tosis. Kosher tzorich iyun im chayiv b'matir shelo al menas likshor. In other words, say you just matir because you want to untie it. So maybe that's not the malacha. Maybe the malacha is only matir al menas to be kosher again. But if you just matir, oh, now there's a chazaka. Now we have a chazaka. So we're doing the malach of matir, untying. So Tosis at the bottom has a tzarchin im chayv matir shalom manas likshur olo. Midlo tani lob kid the tani mochek manas likhtov. You see, one hand, look in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, three lines from the bottom, hakosif shtei osios fa mochek manas likhtov. So then one could have a diuk that by the fact that it says mochek manas likhtov, you only chayv mochek manas likhtov. So mashma, anything else that it doesn't say almanas, al pipashas is even though shalom almanas, right? And then you have hakorea, five lines in the bottom, hakorea almanas lispor. So pashas is those need almanas, but mashma that anything else that doesn't need almanas is not. So Tosa says, don't make that diak, because if you can make that diak, then there's nothing to talk about. So Tosa says, don't make that diak. Don't say that if it really meant almanas, it should have said almanas, just like by mochek it says almanas. By sois it also has to be almanas livnos, because then the stam will be kilkel. The page of Madlika, the Marina Behedia, the Venus Sosa Almanas Livnos. So you see that just because it doesn't say Almanas doesn't mean that that it doesn't mean Almanas. You know, certain things it said Almanas, and certain things it didn't say Almanas, even though it's also Almanas. Lefi ma shapeirish Rashi b'Gemara, Dimas Raman le'trei Kitri, v'hadi hadadi v'shnei chutim zeh itzel zeh shori, shori chad v'mini chad. But if you had two knots next to each other, so it doesn't look nice, so you could undo one and leave the other. So you see that you chayiv even undoing shalom menas likshor, because that's the whole point. You're undoing it, and that's what the Gemara says. Where was it in the Mishkan? So they gave that example. So you see that it doesn't have to be al menas likshor. So that's what he's saying, that that maybe even shalom menas likshor is. But then he says further down, if you go a little bit further down in the Tosfos, when he says, he says, Yushalmi. Chay mashbet b'Yushalmi. Shenifsachut b'shnei mekomis v'nikshar matirim beis akshar mashlichim l'chutz hemtzoi v'chozim v'koshrim. So he has a hechitimtza of chozim v'koshrim. So he says, based on that, then it would be dafka al menas likshar. So it's a suffix in the Tosfos, whether kosher has to be almanas likshor or even not. So Tosis in Shabbos, on page 3 here, Lamed Aleph on the Vase, also discusses the ideas of Almanas. So Sir Almanas Livnos Bimkaimur. He says, so he discusses the almanases. So he says a different pshat. Why do only by certain malachas does it say almanas? Look at the where the first word of six lines from the bottom, litbor. Yeshlom the hashem nami lokatani le elu mishum deboy the misna shiur the shtei osius the shtei tefiras. In other words, the only reason it says almanas, not to say that the other malachas don't need almanas. It's because there, it's only almanas lichtoiv shtei. So it's only chayiv on moichek if it's almanas to write afterwards shtei osius. So that's the Mishnah had to tell us that it's only almanas, but not to say that the other ones don't have to be almanas. But here it had to tell you a specific shear. So this Tosis is saying that what he said before, that it's no raya that. And maybe in a chanami, all the malachas also need almanas, but even though the almanas wasn't mentioned in the Mishnah.
Is that a chatzi shir if you just do it without, like, just to erase and then not writing? Is that considered a chatzi shir?
Oh, so we'll have to see. Is that called a chatzi shir or is that not in Isser Bechlal? That's what we'll see. In other words, but because Chatzis Shir is also in a Torah.
But here's the difference, by the erasing at least. Because there's no other Shir to erase. Because one letter,
saying,
erase it, the whole Svara is because I might do another item.
Let's say like this. Say you have a knot, and you want to untie the knot on Shabbos. Because you want to untie the knot. So if you hold that you need almanas, so you're asking, what if you didn't do an almanas? Is it Mutal Gamri or is Chatzi Shir? But Chatzi Shir is an Issa Daraisa. There are three possibilities. Is it Mutal Gamri or it's a Chatzi Shir?
Also
Mina
Torah? Or is the Nachkamina by a Chatzi Shir? Chatzi Shir is Issa Daraisa and then.
But you don't get punished for it. You don't get punished for it.
In the case of writing two letters, even if it's slightly off topic, but in the case of two letters, if we're taking the Skidish of Tosfos on Manas, if there's one letter on there, and I erase it, rewrite. It's not. I'm not erasing almanas to write two letters. I'm erasing almanas to write one letter. So how would it ever break? That wouldn't be even a chatzi shir, according to this letter.
Yeah, right. In other words, the question, like it says here, koisev shtei oisius. So that's a shir. So I think Rav Shechter once said over from the Magen Avos by the Mordechai Benet. That certain malachas, it says shtei oisius to say that if you don't have shtei oisius, that's not even called chatzi shir, because there's a shir for every malacha. So why does it only say, shtei by the shir by certain things like kosev shtei oisius? Maybe Rav Shechter said over on Mordechai Benet. It was a friend of the Chasam Sofer. It was one of the gedolim, a great gedolim. So he wrote a sefer in the Lama Test Malachas called Magen Avos. So he distinguishes between certain shiurim that, as Rav Shechter says from Mordechai Benet, if you don't have the shiur, it's not that therefore it's a chatzi shiur, therefore it's a nothing. And the ones that are mentioned, Kosev Shteosios, is because that is the machus of the malacha. Oh, but we'll get to what you said in a second. Now, if you take a look in the Rush, on page 4, he also has this discussion. On page 4, the line begins to say, Yadei Chilazim. Masha Mistapik Reem, Be'inim Mati Almanas Likshor Iloi, Yired Lom Chayv Odum Mida Tavik B'mishkan Mati Kesher Shalkayam Almanas Likshor Kesher Shalkayamah. Sometimes they have one net and they wanted to expand the other net, so they would untie from one net and put it in the other net. So he's decided to say that that's a bit cooler if you say like that. If it's in the Shalom Manas Likshor, if you just want to untie something, that it wouldn't be a malacha.
Well,
wouldn't be a malacha, because it has to be dafka amanas lichshu. And he says that that's what they had in the Mishkan. But if you look at the Rambam, the Lashon HaRambam, let me point down on page 5. Look what he says. Halacha Zayin. Kol kesher shechayovim al keshuro, kachayovim al hateru. Kol kesher shekosho so potter, kachamatir so potter. So it's not mashma from the Rambam, as they point out, that you have to be almanas. It's mashma that any kesher that if you made a kesher shokayoma, so now you undo it, you chayif. That's it. You could, if you want to push, you could say that maybe, no, it means that of course you need almanas l'kashro, but first you have to start off being a matir. And it's only called matir if the original kesher was a kesher shokayama. But l'maisa, he doesn't say that you need almanas likshor. Pashtus is.
The sign of this is in Gufa?
Well.
If I want the knot for whatever. If I don't. Malacha should trickle the Gufa. So, I would, at least in many cases where I want it untied, it might not be the Gufa. So
he's going to say over here. Look at the Chasam Sofer now on page 6. So the Chasam Sofer gives pshat. Why do you need almanas? Likshor. He says, Kavadas hat taisvus nira di have a Mishkan matya amnas likshor dafka. Whereas if that was the case of kosher in the Mishkan, that they would untie a net to make another net bigger. So they would take from one to put into another. So that's how they did in the Mishkan. So if you don't do it the way you did in the Mishkan, so then that's called the Malach Hashem Tzricha Lagufa. In Kain Matish Alamnas Likshor, a few. Yeah, Hatara Tikkun, because even though it's not Kilkul, it would be a Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. Komokam Shemin She'enu Nosa, but also often She'at Tzricha L'Gufa Mishkan, have a Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa. And Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Tolai Machlokas Rabbi Yehud and Rabbi Shimon. Much because of Taisis L'Kamon. Kol Malach Hashem Nasis, but often She'at We're on page 6. So they say like this. We're doing the Malach of Matir, to untie. So Tosis wants to know, the din of untying, are you only chayiv if you untie a manas to retie? Or just stam untying? So that's a suffix in the Tosis. So the Chasam Sofer wants to explain why would you say you dafka need to untie a manas with kavana to retie, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. The Mishkan, they had the nets. They untied part of the net because they wanted to take that part and expand another net. So they went untie one to put into the others. So that's what they did in the Mishkan. So whatever you don't do the way they did it in the Mishkan, so that is, according to Rav Shimon, is only going to be a Rabbanit. And most Rishonim paskin Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Potter. Potter of also be the Rabbanit. The Rambam happens to be one of the exception, where here he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayef. But so say for example, take a look in the Mishnah here on page 7. It says, second line. Es achai b'mita, whereas if a person carries a live person out with a stretcher, face. So potter afal amita. Whereas, because chai no se es atzmo. So if you carry a live person in the street on Shabbos, it's not a melacha d'oraisa. Some shittas hold only we're talking about somebody who at least could walk. Not everyone agrees to that. Tosis, as we already pointed out, Tosis holds in Shabbos that even a kid of the age of a bris milah is say chai no say sasmo. So it's a question whether it has to be old enough to walk or not. But then what about a mace? Somebody takes out a mace from the house on Shabbos. But muktzah is a drabbanon, muktzah is not a malacha. It's a mace b'mita chayev.
Twice.
So this Mishnah tells us that the mita is tafel. The mita is tafel to the person. So, Shalom, nice to see you.
That's right.
Nice to see you always.
Yes, so you tell me. Yeah.
So the Gemara says that this opinion holds that Malach Hashem is Greek Vulchov is Chayiv, and Reb Shimon is Poiter. The last words in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Poiter. Because when you take a mace out, you're not taking it because you want. See, normally when you take something out in the street, it's because you want it there. The mace, you just don't want it in the house. So Tosa says, so that's a different reason than what they did for the mishnah. So you have to do the malacha, as Tosa explains, for the same motivation that they had in the mishkan. So if you don't do it for the same motivation they had in the mishkan, take a look in the Tosa of page 8, then it's malacha shein tzricha gufa. So the same thing by kosher, if you matir, shalom mas likshor. So if the mishkan was a mas likshor, and if you don't do it with that same kavanah, then okay, take a look, I didn't bracket it, but here, Reb Shimon Poiter, the Tosis in the bottom, near the read, the melacha shein the tzrichim gufa kosher, also melacha, ve'ein tzorach la'oso tzorach ke'ein cha yitzrichim lo b'mishkan, elu le'inyan acher. Ke'a tzorach sh'ha'isa melacha nasas b'shvim lo b'mishkan, hu gufa melacha v'sharsho, and that's visa azikul shopping kotzos a mace ain't tzarach a mace, right? You're not going to use the mace in the mishkan. What did they do? They had the pieces of wood that they kept in the chariot there, whatever. We took it out to use to build the mishkan. So that was called tzricha legufa. But if you look at the Rambam, you want to see the Rambam here on page 9. He writes. He paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, "Kol ha'osa malacha b'Shabbos afal pishein tzorach l'gufa shal malacha chayev aleha." Page 9. Ketzer shekovas haner. You blow out the ner. Why do you blow out the ner? That's the Mishnah, those that daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So if you don't need the Pechem, say you just want to save money. You know, you don't need the ner anymore, so why? Kechasal haner, kechasal Hashem, kechasal psila. You have Rachmanis on the Shemin. You're going to bed now, so it's still burning, it's waste. So you have Rachmanis on the, so you blow it out. So Chasanek Chasan Shem Chabasal Psil Chayev, because that Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the opinion that holds that Malach Hashem Tzricha Gufa is Mutter, then no. There's a Gra. This I heard from Rabbi David Cohen years ago. Gra has a Lash. What's Kichos? Why Kichos? Just say Chos. So the Gra says a more good thing. He says, because Mizonosov shall Adam Ktsuvim Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah, Chut Mehotzah Shabbosus, things like that. So you think you're saving money, but you're not, because anything you spend on Shabbos you're getting back anyway. So you think you're being caught, you think you're saving money, but you don't save money. Because anything you spend for your Shabbos meals, the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays you back. So you have a guest for Shabbos. Well, you have guests for Shabbos, you get it all back. That's a shame. So it's only a dimion. He thinks he's been chas. But we paskin, generally we paskin like Reb Shimon, like your potter. That's why we always say that to shut off a light on Shabbos is much calmer than turning on a light. Because usually when you shut a light, you don't need the pecham, you don't need the, you know, we don't have pecham around, so it's only the rabbanon. So that's why, you know, it's not kamina for amir lakum, that by closing a light, it'll be a shvus to shvus. Opening up a light might be a deraisa. Okay. So that's okay. So that's the story here with. So we're discussing the shaila of being matir. So the Chasam Sofer says that's the pshat, that it has to be. It has to be dumya the mishkan. So the there's a sefer called Tal Oros on page 13. Tal Oros, the Rav Gaon Rav Yosef ben Joya. Rav Avadi Yosef, what was his mother's name? You know, also one of these, ben Joya. So he discusses the shaila of whether matir has to be almanas likshur. He calls the toisis. So he says he thinks it's totally on a machloikis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He says Lanias daiti near the bottom on page 13, the bottom right. Near the Talmud Yidon Sofer, the Lubin and Matya Almanas Likshur, Alba Matya Belchur Chayev, Misha Matya. Mash Mash Perish Rasni Mokain, and Mival Prochtamin and Matya Shalom Almanas Likshur, Uva Mai Chayev, Alba Matya Hukain, the Parch El Mize. Father Tray. You see, when the Gemara here, let me show you what its Rai is. You take a look on page 2 here. The Gemara says, "Kosheva matik shira v'mishkan heichahava." Right. So the Gemara says, "Amale Rava kosheva matir ma'ikilame." Where's matir? The misramle trei chute kitri b'hadei adodi sharichad v'kotichad. Right. So if you have two knots together, it doesn't look nice. So you untie one, you leave the other one. So the Gemara says, he means you could do that in the Mishkan. He says, "Hashtul frei melech bosa v'domei nosim ken." Understand? If you have a knot in the middle of your thing, it doesn't look, even one knot doesn't look nice. So that's what they're going to do in the Mishkan. They're going to have two knots together, and they're going to untie one, leave the other one. Doesn't look nice. So the Tal Oros asks, the Gemara should ask the better kasha, that if you're going to leave one, if you're going to untie it, right? And that's the chiyuv of matim, because you're untying one, leaving the other, but it's not almanas likshur. It's not almanas likshur. Instead of giving this agadic explanation, oh, it's pasnished, v'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they should have said, no, forget the, it's an almanas likshur. So he wants to say from that, it could be that the Bavli holds that Shalom Asakshur is also Chayef. That's what he wants to claim. On page 13. Talmud Yidon the Sofer, the Lobi other three pirkos, those we might depart hashtel three melech basav adam. When we lo parichachi muchach the Talmud divan sover the matel chudei chayim mishamater. So he wants to say maybe it's Machloikis, maybe Machloikis Bavli Yerushalmi, Machloikis. Well, Tosis quotes. Okay, so the Machloikis still remains. Well, so if you take a look here in the Sefer Talmulachas of Gutman, of Chaim Kalman Gutman, he wants to say like this. You take a look on page 24. Page 24. Well, so we go back a page 23. So he quotes about Chasam Sofer. You know, the Chasam Sofer Shita is that the reason why Tosa said that you need Matir al Manas Likshor is because it has to be a Melacha Shricha Lagufa. So that means that Tosa's Shita, the whole Tosa is only a leave of the Reb Shimon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no suffix. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, then if you don't, it's not Almanas Likshor, it's Moch Shein Tzrikul Gufa, and your Moch Shein Tzrikul Gufa is still Chayef. So it doesn't matter. So according to Rabbi Shimon, you need Moch Tzrikul Gufa. So that's the question. If the Chasam Sof is right in his interpretation, then the whole discussion of Tosis is only within Reb Shimon Shita, who holds Lach Hashem Tzricha Gufa's Potter. Therefore, you need to be Tzricha Gufa. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Pashat that it has to be Almanas Likshor. So he says like this, but then he says here on page 24, he says, "Koshut second arrow." The chopul tosu ain't a linyan chiv deraisa. Well, is it the rabbanu vada ika? In other words, the question is like this. So let's assume that you don't need that you need almanas likshor. That's a kula. So that means any time you untie something, shalom manas likshors. What's the din? Is it Mutl Gamri or is it Nisad Rabbanan? So he writes here that Isad Rabbanan Vade Ika, Bamata Kesha Shalem of Shayna Shalman, Kumoch Kosov Beis Yosef, Lehedi. He says it's a Beferish in the Beis Yosef that it's still going to be a Nisad Rabbanan. So say you have a knot and you're untying a knot on Shabbos, but you're not planning to retie it. So everyone agrees it's a Nisa Darabon. At least the question tells is it also Nisa Daraisa? Because you could say that maybe Tosis means to say it's Mutar Lagamri. So he gives you a mashal. Ayim Sefer Talos, the cause of Davda in Melechus Disha. A person, Melechus Disha, say you squeeze an orange, you squeeze a thing, and you don't want to use the juice. Holachli ibud. So the Magen Mishnah, quotes the Magen Mishnah, says that's mutter legamri. Lechaz di sheikul sviel hu timamashke holachli ibud af isid rabban leka. Shem Magen Mishnah. It's in the packet. Kedvarin leel. Lechaz matir. So he says lechaz matir kuli alma also kolponim is rabbanu fitchitam sarach sval lechalek. So what's the difference between, if you notice that Melechus Matir is going to be a Nisra Darabonim, but Dosh, Melechus Matir, if it's Shalom Manas Likshor,
Dosh is Kakilko though.
Melechus Disha Leka Afi Nisra Darabonim, Shamashka Olech Libud.
Why should the Chacham make a Zera on something that's a Kilko? something that's not a kelpel, then they can make a gzera.
Yeah.
Dash, if you're going to throw it on the floor, you're just destroying. That's a kelpel. People don't. That's not something that the Chazal want to make a gzera on. They need to make a gzera on.
That's what the definition of. You make the malach and you're having nothing from it, so it would be the same as
logic. Here you will get something from it. You're getting something from it indirect. You're getting something from it in a convoluted way. There you're getting something destroyed, so it's not good. You're throwing money in the garbage.
No, I understand, but it could be good also. I mean, it's also good. Where do you have it? Nursing mothers and stuff like this. So you're sending a type of fund.
Yeah, that's what
in the first place.
It's different because they're making it. Once you're going in that, you're going in that tsar, and the tsar would make it more.
That's one of the big common shilas about nursing on Shabbos. So if it's tsar, so then go the ibud. But if it's tsar, so the kimatir nisra. The shaila is sometimes women want to know: can they keep the milk? So keeping the milk l'chara is a nisr, and it's a daraisa. You want to keep the milk. So the one eitzah that some poskim have, is to either alide akum, or alide grama.
Because if
set a timer to go up.
Yeah.
So that's why I always tell people that's what some rabbanim hold. Set a timer, and it'll go off in 5 minutes. But you have to be able to remove your hands. So if you hold your hands there, of equipment holds that then you're doing a mice and be a dime. It's there, it's the Mkomo, and now it works on its own, so that'll be Grama. But Grama, according to many, is still in this Drabonon. But here, for the Tzorach of the Tinok, who's a Choyla, so you don't want to lose out the milk, then.
But if it's Leibud, it's okay, is it not?
What?
If it's Leibud?
What?
The
milk? If she's with Steyr. That's the easy shiloh. The hard shiloh is when they actually say when they want to use the milk. And you know, a lot of these people today, they don't want to use formula. They dafka, and then they're short on milk. So if it's mamish pikuach nefesh, so then it's pikuach nefesh. But if it's not pikuach nefesh, which a lot of times it's not, but they still don't want to lose the milk. It's a lot of milk, so somehow this is the eighth. So then he said, he makes another point here on the bottom of page 25. Bottom page 25 on the left. He named Motzei b'chagura b'chevel the mistabchim arashim zeb zeb niksha ksharm. Sometimes you have a raincoat and you tie it, and you don't have kavana necessarily, but it gets a knot by itself sometimes. Then you want to take off the coat later. So it's matir shalonim nas likshur. Because usually when you use the raincoat, you don't want to make a knot necessarily. You make a bow. But l'chora, he says, hinei matzi b'chagura b'chevel d'mstabchim aroshim zeb zeb nikshur ksharim v'eishli l'may dinam matirim b'shabbos. He says, hinei chayodom says the imderech lasos aniva uvelo kavana nikshar. In other words, he meant to make a bow, and he made a knot by mistake. So he says that's called dino kikesher also lahatir b'chol yom, and that's mutter. Chavodas dvaro pimash kozem mager ram the chol shanasem meila meileha that's vochashiv inasel kiyum. Shavachi came with the meilav nikshar in a love. Shame kesher him. Adam, but he says Adam yeshli stopping him. Nikshar kesher omitz v'chazat. But if it's a strong kesher, so we said that some hold anything that's a strong kesher might have a din of uman. You can tie it tight and thinking you're tying a bow. You're tying it so tight, it's a knot. So therefore that would be so it's not you don't have kavanah for kiyum, but it's still an issa derabbanan. Maisa uman, even if it's not shal kayama, might still be osur. So maybe then it's an osur to undo it.
Is a kesher chazah, is that considered kesher shal kayama?
No, but it might be considered a Maisa Uman. So as we saw, the Ramah says if you have a double knot, is a din of a Maisa Uman. Because some hold Kipshuto, that a Maisa Uman means something only a Uman knows how to do. But
Fisher Amin says, is even a single knot that's tied very tight?
Or a double knot that's that can be made even by a head yot, but it's very strong.
How much do we pass in like this Ramah in a Darabanan situation?
Right, so Lachor, you could say that here the whole original kesher maybe is only a Darabanan. Because it wasn't made Shalkiyim. So maybe the Issa Darabanan, maybe it's like a trade Darabanan. Maybe the Issa Darabanan of untying Shalom Manas Likshor, maybe it was only said if the original knot was a knot of a Daraisa. So then they made an Issa Darabanan on a Mati Shalom Manas Likshor. But if the original knot itself is only Darabanan, So maybe Matir Shalom Maslikshor, which is also a Darabanan, maybe they weren't gozer that Darabanan. That's what I would think. Maybe is the simple pshat. So he says that maybe he wants to say that he's not making a chiluf like that. He says, "Adayin he should stop making nixer kesher amis uchazik mul kesher ma'isa uman the kaimel of dafe einosel kiim klal yeshisa drabonu ba'taraso." He's saying, "Ein kaim kesher nixer me'alem and it's hapik b'chozik yeh os isur latiro." In other words, if it's a kesher mi drabonan, so then it's matir mi drabonan. But maybe no, that's a trade drabonan because the kesher itself is only drabanan, and here you're making a shalom and ask likshor. So I'm not so sure that's true what he's saying. That about b'shulchan atzei shitim, he says kasam lehedi demutul hatte kesher kihai. Zetach the kol kesher debchilas kshir lohaya mehudak emaisa hedyon mutul atirum tzadik me'aleha. Okay, kol shekein kol kesher tzadik me'aleha. He says that any kesher that you didn't have kavana to make, you can't call that a maisa uman. That's his chiddush. We're not talking about kayama. It's not shal kayama. But we said that maisa uman, some hold it means that only uman can make it, but some means that any kesher that's strong is called a maisa uman. Right? That's why the Ramah is machmir for that opinion. Even though, as you saw the Shari Tshuva, said not that way. You point out the Shari Tshuva, everybody likes the Shari Tshuva, that because the Maisa is not a Maisa Uman. But he's saying a very good thing, that even if you call it a Maisa Uman, it's strong, but anything that's done without intent, even if it's strong, you don't give it a shame, Maisa Uman. Because Maisa Uman, by definition, means it's either made by an uman, but if you want to say to be machmir, even that, but it's strong. But he says he doesn't think it's mishayach to call something a ma'isa uman when it was just happened by mistake.
Isn't it by everything? If you fall down on Shabbos and you do a malacha, as you're falling, you grind something and
no.
Whatever.
No, I'll tell you the difference.
That's not your kavana.
I'll tell you the difference. The difference is like this. There, you're saying, did he violate toichen or not? Right? So he didn't violate. He was b'shoiking. He was onus. But here, the kesher was made already. Now I'm asking a shayla about another malacha. Could I be matir it?
So let me try a different way. If I have a
right?
I have
so then we're saying to him, so maybe he can't, because now it's a... So that's his chiddush is, that we don't view that kesher as a maisa uman, because it was made. And therefore, we'll let you do now a second malacha. It was avada on the first malacha shabo. It's okay. It was b'shoigig. It was the onus. It was misasik or whatever it was.
So, what about leathers or fires or any of these other things? Mm-hmm. We're saying a not doesn't be, is not deemed a not if it was not intentional.
Right.
So
it's not called the Maisa Uman.
It's not called the Maisa
Uman. And if you hold you need Maisa Uman to be Chayev.
So let's go with the leather.
Leather?
I walked, I tripped, I spilled the ink, I created two leathers.
What's the leather?
Can I erase it? I'm not interested in that. We're interested in the second
half. Yeah, I'm saying, what's the half of it?
I never wrote the leather. The leather just appeared.
No, because no. The difference is the mice said now there's two letters. Who cares how?
So
it got the
mice
there.
Is a knot.
No, so he's saying because a knot is not good enough. A knot needs to be a certain type of knot.
Right. So I have
the letter is a letter.
But I have a knot.
The letter.
I'm saying I have a knot here. I just didn't have the intent.
Right. So he's saying
like this, and I managed to make a mice omen knot. That's what the case is.
Right. So he's saying that the definition you can't call that mice omen. A good cooler, so therefore he's saying my cooler was to say no, it's two drabonins.
That's it.
But he's saying because he wants to say his pshat works even if you want to say that it's a deraisa matir even of shalom nas likshor, he still wants to say that would be maybe that would be okay over here because the maisa that kesher is not called the maisa umum, so it's maisa hedyot. And not chokayama, so that's mutter. But that's
Did the Rama ever pass in this on a derabanan level?
He says shulchanatzi shiitim kosam lehedyad the mutul adi kesher ki hayiv that kol kesher the b'tchivas kshir loya mudhudav yamaisa hedyad mutul atir mishadig me'aleha. You can kol shekain im a kesher tava me'aleha. Is anything that that it became had uman by itself. It became where you didn't have kavana. Okay, kol shekein makeshen shavim me'aleh nein aleh shem ma'isa uman. You weren't mechavin mutar latir b'shabes. So that's I think that's a good word. That something that has to be. You can't have uman without any kavana. In other words. I was trying to tie a bow, and then by mistake, I didn't know what I was doing, and I ended up with this great knot. But that was totally. So he wants to say that that's not called umen. In other words, because it's a chiddush. You see, as it is, it's a chiddush to say that any knot I make that's strong, even though I'm far from an umen, is considered ma'aser umen. That's what. But the Ratz Rambam was. Choshish for that opinion. The Shulchan Gibarim. The Shulchan Gibarim. The Shari Tshuva, like you pointed out, the Shari Tshuva says no. Uman, like Baruch HaShulchan, Uman means Uman. It means not that only a professional knows how to make. Only a trained.
You have a practical application. If you're tying your shoelaces.
Right.
And you slip and you make a double knot.
Right. Right.
Now can you open it so you can take your shoe off or to tie it properly?
Right. So
Halacha L'maisa.
Right. In other words, you made a double knot because
and
you
slipped while you were knotting your shoes.
So by mistake, you made a double knot. Right. That's it.
Why can't you? There are other terms to use here. This heter sounds very weak.
What do you want to say?
Never passing this way. There are more passing this under the right. Suffic the right lachomer, so we pass into lachomer. Here it's a derabanan, so it's suffic derabanan lachula. Problem solved.
But that's you're assuming that's why he paskin like that, maybe because it's a suffix deraisa. Maybe he didn't paskin like that, suffix deraisa. Maybe he felt it's a vaday deraisa.
I'm not so. We have any proof on this?
I don't know who has to bring the proof, you or me. I don't know who's Amila Haviraya. I don't know. But that comes up a lot that you have.
You have to come up with this, sir.
You have a case where the shoe.
I'm still not convinced on the trade of Rabbanans. Also, I think that could also work better than this.
You like the trade of Rabbanans?
Trade of Rabbanans works too.
Okay. Okay. So. This
sorry, he can matter up the Arisas.
Yeah.
Which is if I manage to make a sailor's knot, he I can matter this according to him.
Yeah.
It's a big pool.
What, if you make a sailor's
knot? I made a sailor's knot.
by mistake.
A kid flying around makes a sale is not. That's the
right.
You can undo that. That's
that you can undo a Shabbos, right?
That's a very big chiddush.
Right. He's saying a cooler. Okay. You don't like his cooler. Okay. I think it's a very. I mean, it's not his. He wants to say it's from the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. Okay. But you're still arguing with him either.
I don't see a difference between your and Ksiva.
By Ksiva,
I have to write a letter. I didn't write that. It's,
no, because
it just
because Ksiva, you don't need any type of letter. You just need a letter. Here, you need a certain type of a kesher. So an uman, you need a kesher of an uman. So by definition, it doesn't say. So, but kids, that's what we discussed tonight. Whether the din of matir has to be al manas likshur or doesn't have to be al likshur, it seems to be a machlokes, and everything else by matir is just the opposite of kosher. So we did that kosher already. So the only extra nekuda that matir has that we didn't cover in kosher is whether matir has to be dak al manas likshur or not. Okay.
So, yeah.